Hey everybody, Laura Binnick here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. If you've ever felt like a human pinkshin always ready with a yes, Stephen, when your insides are screaming no, then you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into the wonderful world of people-pleasing and how to ditch those exhausting habits for good. We're going to talk about boundaries, those magical invisible lines that keep us safe, sane, and ultimately happier. Ever feel like saying yes is your superpower? You know, that feeling when you just can't say no to anything, even if it means sacrificing your own well-being. That's people-pleasing, my friends, and let me tell you, it's a sneaky little monster that can wreak havoc on our lives. We do it because deep down, we crave acceptance and love, right? But constantly putting others' needs before our own leaves us feeling depleted, resentful, and frankly exhausted. So how do we break free from this cycle? Well, first things first, recognize the signs. Do you find yourself apologizing excessively? Do you struggle to say no even when it feels wrong? Are you constantly putting others' needs before your own? If you answered yes to any of these, then chances are you might be caught in a people-pleasing trap. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the people-pleasing and set those healthy boundaries. 1. Self-awareness is key. The first step to overcoming people-pleasing is understanding your own needs and values. Take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you. What are your passions? What brings you joy? Once you have a clear sense of yourself, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with your priorities. 2. Practice saying no kindly but firmly. Remember, saying no is not a bad thing. It's a powerful way to protect your time and energy. Start small. Maybe decline an invitation you don't feel up to, or politely refuse a request that feels overwhelming. You can say something like, "I appreciate you asking, but I have other commitments right now." 3. Set realistic expectations. Let go of the idea that you need to please everyone. It's simply impossible. Focus on building genuine connections with people who respect your boundaries and value your opinions. Surround yourself with a supportive tribe that encourages your growth and well-being. 4. Communicate assertively. Express your needs and feelings clearly and directly. Avoid using apologetic language or making excuses. Stand your ground, but do it with kindness and respect. Remember, healthy communication is a two-way street. 5. Prioritize self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or spending time with loved ones, prioritize self-care to replenish your energy and recharge your batteries. Think about that friend who always says yes even when they're stretched thin. They end up burned out, resentful, and unable to fully enjoy the things they do say yes to. That's a classic example of people pleasing gone wrong. But here's the good news. You can break free. Imagine this. You're invited to a party, but you really need a night in to recharge. Instead of automatically saying yes, you take a moment to check in with yourself. You realize that you're feeling drained and prioritize your well-being. You politely decline the invitation, explaining that you need some time for yourself. This simple act of self-care strengthens your boundaries and empowers you to live a more authentic life. So remember, friends, setting healthy boundaries is not selfish, it's essential. By prioritizing your needs and learning to say no with grace, you create space for genuine connections, personal growth, and overall happiness. This week, I want you to challenge yourself to set one small boundary. Maybe it's saying no to an extra task at work, declining a social invitation that doesn't feel right, or simply taking a break when you need it. Don't be afraid to put your needs first, you deserve it. Share your wins and challenges with me on social media using the hashtag #HealYourAttachmentStyle. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn, grow, and empower each other to live our best lives. See you in the next episode, where we'll continue exploring the fascinating world of attachment styles and how to cultivate secure relationships with ourselves and others.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.